Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world.
A 5-wicket haul from left-arm spinner Rangana Herath limited Pakistan to 244 for 6 in reply to Sri Lanka's 320 on day 2 of the second and final test in Colombo. Useful runs from Damika Prasad, Herath and Chanaka Welagodare helped Sri Lanka pass the 300 run mark. Junaid Khan finished with 5 for 87 and Wahab Riaz 3 for 88 before Pakistan started their reply well. Kulam Mansur made 58, putting on 47 with Ahmed Shehzad and 63 with Azhar Ali, before spinners Herath and Dilrawan Pereira helped Sri Lanka fight back. England bowled India out for 148 on the opening day of the fifth and final test of the Kia Oval, before closing on 62 without loss, trailing by 88 runs. After winning the toss and bowling first, they reduced India to 44 for 6, before NS Dhoni's 82 all the tourists past 100. However, even he could not resist England's excellent display, which saw Chris Wokes and Chris Jordan take 3 wickets apiece, with James Anderson and Stuart Broad claiming 2 each. Openers Alistair Cook and Sam Robson then compiled an unbroken half-century stand to further press home England's dominance. England women took 3 late wickets to keep their test match against India women at Wormsley in the balance going into the final day tomorrow. Jenny Gunn's unbeaten half-century helped England post 202 in their second innings and gain a lead of 180, before India closed on 119 for 4. Smriti Mandana made 51, before Kate Cross dismissed her, Poonamrav and Harmanpreet Kaur towards the end of the day. India need a further 62 to win the game, with England chasing another 6 wickets.